Middag etetyd.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 35, Johannesburg 33, Mbombela Polokwane 34 degrees.
Still got the queuing traffic in Roodepoort. The earlier crash on the N1 North before Gordon Road. The effects are being felt. Then Bedford UN3 North, slow moving traffic on the ramp to the N12 East at Galulis and Melrose. M1 South, it's roadworks. Very heavy traffic towards Caller Drive.
National Assembly Speaker Toko Diziza has confirmed that the Programming Committee is considering a snap debate on funding and resources for the Defence Force. This follows concerns from political parties after 13 soldiers were killed during a peace mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo in 1 week. Diziza says MPs agree the matter is urgent and requires immediate attention.
Two parties has made a request for a snap debate to deliberate on this matter. And I've responded to them, and I just want to say to this meeting, we are considering that matter and also the possible dates at which the debate must take place.
Now for the big story at lunchtime, the possible return of load shedding. Eskom admits the probability that stage 4 load shedding may be implemented this weekend remains high. This after more than 10 months of uninterrupted power supply. Cliff Shiko has more.
The looming load shedding comes a day after National Energy Regulator NERSA denied Eskom's request for a 36% tariff hike. In a statement, the power utility blamed recent breakdowns and repairs, as well as low emergency reserves, as the cause of the possible return of rolling power cuts. Energy analyst and expert Chris Yelland believes that the power utility should have increased its reserves over the past 10 months.
I would have thought that that would be a relatively quick and easy option and a relatively low-cost option. But I'm surprised that they still do not have adequate storage capacity to cater for such a move.
Cliff Shigo, Jacaranda FM News.
The pre-trial hearing in the disappearance of Jocelyn Smith has been postponed to the end of next month in the Western Cape High Court. Only Jocelyn's mother, Kelly Smith, was present as her co-accused. Her boyfriend, Joaquin Apollos, and Stefano Ferdinand did not appear due to an administration error. The trio are charged after the seven-year-old's disappearance outside her home in Saldanha Bay on the West Coast in February last year. Judge Gaia De Silva-Sali ordered the trio to appear on the 28th of February.
The next pre-trial date is the 28th of February. Miss Smith, you are in custody. You will be returned on that day in custody. And as for accused number 1 and 2, a remand will be prepared for them to be brought to court on the 28th of February. In the meantime, to ensure that they are detained at Paul's Mall prison facility.
Over 1 million passengers travelled through our Tambo International Airport over the festive season. This was revealed by Border Management Authority Commissioner Michael Masiapato, who provided an update on operations following the recent summer holidays. He says the Bait Bridge border saw over 600,000 travellers passing through, and the Limpopo border to Mozambique just over 500,000.
With Limpopo actually dipping, we have then seen the escalation of numbers at Kosi Bay port of entry, which is the port of entry on the KwaZulu-Natal side, but also going into Mozambique as it went. You can see the escalation, and we are able to associate that with the reality that the people avoided going into Limpopo because of the protest, and therefore went through Kosi Bay as it went, and of course entered into Mozambique.
And we end off in the US, where President Donald Trump has issued a presidential memorandum directing the Federal Aviation Administration to review aviation policies. This in the wake of a plane crash that killed 67 people near Washington's Ronald Reagan National Airport yesterday. I'm Chanel September, back with more news in Afrikaans at 2.
We used to just call him Reagan, you know. Hey, it's Reagan! And then now there's a breakdancer from Australia.
Just gonna
it's
say.
Like, oh, no, what have you done? Dankie Chanel, verdere besonderhede. I don't know where you would find them. JackarandFM.com, hit the news tab.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda.